Good morning, Omitofo for everyone.
今天天气很冷，冷到不想出来了。
It's very cold and frigid today. It seems like a lot of people don't want to come out.
这个求法的心要像那一个恶卒在血中，有没有？这样跪整天，来还把一个一只手砍断哈。我们现在还没有在血中而已，只是温度冷一点而已。
The desire and motivation to seek Dharma, we should emulate that of the second patriarch, where he kneeled in the snow for the entire day and further cut off his own arm. We're not even in the snow right now, it's just the weather, temperature is a bit lower. So we should actually try to model after that.
天气冷，我们不想出来，其实我们就是 身体是第一顺位啊，身体最重要，所以本来就执着无应为我，那就更不容易跳开无应不是我啊。So
the fact that the weather is cold, we don't want to come out, go outside. That's because we have already prioritized our physical body and take its comfort as the first priority. And we have grasped onto the five skandhas and take that as a self. Operating that way, it will be very difficult for us to reverse that and to become non-dualistic.
我们一方面执着狠狠地抓着这个无印的身心，或是无印的身体为我；另一方面，我们又要想要听懂无印皆空啊。 或者想要照见五阴皆空，有没有？这个有没有冲突？
On the one hand, we hang on and grasp onto the five skandha and take that as a self. On the other hand, we try really hard to understand the lecture, which talks about how the five skandhas are empty. So don't you see the irony in this? Isn't there some sort of incongruency?
我记得我前一阵子我就花了一个愿，就是要，就是花了要守一个戒，叫做不抓养戒啊。结果花戒哈，哇，那个羊起来以后，你就是想要把它什么，把它赶走，要把它抓一抓变成不羊，那其实就是在抓什么，你抓不羊就是抓身体以为我啊。
A while back, I made a vow, or I tried to uphold this new precept that I prescribed to myself, which is to not scratch the itch. Whenever I feel itchy, don't scratch it. And I realized it's really, really difficult. Whenever I feel itchy, there's this intrinsic urge to try to scratch it. And the fact that we have this really strong desire to scratch the itch is because we have, in fact, grasped onto the physical phenomenon and take that as the self.
其实抓痒也是一件小事，我们只是觉得是抓痒，其实它背后你是想要让不痒的现象出现，对不对？
So to scratch or not scratch may appear to be a small matter, but the very fact that we want to scratch the itch, it means that we are grasping onto the phenomenon of not feel itchy. So we want to the phenomenon of non-itchy to appear instead. Isn't that so?
然后你要让这个不痒的现象出现，那你跟
And the fact that we want this phenomenon of non-itch to appear, that already makes a division, draws a division between the physical body and the phenomenon of itch. You have separated the two.
所以我看到有些禅师他们就讲说，这个非常冷、非常热的时候，怎么样去躲避啊？躲避。 去逃避啊，像我们现在很冷，有些人就逃到佛罗里达嘛，哈，那他就问说，天气非常冷，或是非常热的时候，到哪里躲啊？那禅师就回答说，你就在天气很冷的地方或天气很热的地方躲。听不懂啊？
So I have been reading stories, cases of past patriarchs, and there's someone that asking, how do you escape feeling really hot or cold? And these days, when it's really cold weather, where do people go? We go to Florida to stay out of the cold. So faced upon these questions, then the charm master answered, when it's really hot or really cold, you hide in the hotness and you hide in the cold weather. That's where you seek refuge, and that's where you hide, in the hot and the cold.
其实那个问的人是问说这样子啊，怎么样在这一个很冷很热的地方找到不冷不热的地方？所以禅师回答说，你要在很冷很热的地方找到不冷不热的一个地方。
So the question, the actual question was, how do I, amidst of extreme weather or extreme places, extreme hot and cold, how do I find a place that's not hot or cold, that's sort of in the middle? And the answer from the charm master is, you have to find this place of not too hot, not too cold, exactly in the extreme temperatures, in the extreme climates.
也就是说，在任何现象当中，都有我们叫不空、不垢、不净的什么空性，就是法身嘛。所以，你就在任何现象当中，去看到那一个超越现象的一个什么空性，那空性就是我们的真心。
So in another word, in any kind of situations, there intrinsically exists this Dharma body that's neither pure nor impure, defiled. That's the exact nature of emptiness. So in any kind of situation, we have to transcend those situations and those phenomena and find the emptiness.
所以就是说，很冷的时候然后你去躲冷，其实你是找一个什么不冷的一个什么现象。那跟说很冷的时候，你去看，知道冷的那一个是不会冷的，那你就可以在什么？假设你能够看到它的话，你就可以在什么冷的时候看到一个不冷的一个什么背后它是不冷的。
So what we usually do is when the temperature is really cold, then we try to escape the cold. That means we're looking for the phenomenon of feeling not so cold. Whereas what we really should be doing is in really cold weather, we need to look for the thing that knows that it's really cold, this awareness or the nature that knows that it's really cold. And the nature itself is neither hot or cold.Once you have found it, then you will be able to situate yourself and feel neither cold or hot in any kind of situation.
所以就是，冷的时候，你是用那一颗无形无相的心，或是空心，来感知冷。然后你要去找一个不冷那就是你用你那个真心去找一个不冷的现象，所以就只有看到现象，你就看不到不冷不热、不垢不净的空性。其实它任何时间都藏在任何现象里面。
So when we are feeling cold, then we use our true mind.This true mind that doesn't exhibit any particular form or feelings, we use this mind to try to grasp and look for a phenomenon that is called not cold. So we have used our mind that is neither cold or hot to grasp onto different phenomenons. And only seeing that, we have lost sight of our true mind and instead being attached to these temporary fleeting phenomena.
所以同样的就是说我们非常痛苦的时候，我们一般人 就安慰他，然后让这个人的不痛苦的现象又跑出来了，是不是？去抓一个不痛苦的现象，就说啊，你安慰有效。
So similarly, when people are feeling a lot of pains or they're suffering emotionally, when we try to comfort people, and in our process of trying to comfort, we are actually encouraging other people to grasp onto a phenomenon that's not uncomfortable, that's not suffering. And when they have switched from the suffering phenomenon to a non-suffering phenomenon, then that's what we call, oh, your comforting is actually very effective, where instead you have actually just told that person to grasp onto this other phenomenon.
那我们禅是什么？你在痛苦当中什么都不要转，看到能够制造痛苦那个都不痛苦，你就在什么？在痛苦当中看一看知道不痛苦的是什么，那什么东西都不用解决。
Whereas in Chan practice, that's not what we try to do. We're not trying to replace one phenomenon with the other. Instead, when you are feeling the suffering, you're feeling painful, you actually look within and try to see what is it that knows that you are suffering. And the thing that knows, has awareness that you are suffering, actually doesn't feel the suffering. So once you have found it, that you will be able to find ease and situate yourself well.
所以我们叫做什么？烦恼即菩提，哦，那就是有点像是什么？烦恼的波浪里面有什么清净的什么海水？
And that's why there's a saying that vexation is exactly the same as Bodhi. And so the one way to understand this is vexations are like waves in the ocean, and amidst of the waves, will be able to find the pure seawater, the ocean, which is the nature of the vexations, the waves.
所以我记得曾经有一个女众跟我讲说，或是我还有很肮脏的念头啊，因为她修行很好，那就有念头跑出来，但是她认为她是肮脏的。那时候我也不懂，我也不知道怎么。我说你那时候我只懂的就是说，即使肮脏的念头没有跑出来，只是没有跑出来而已，并不是不在你的脑袋里面。其实，肮脏的念头本身是什么？是不肮脏的，是你把它贴标签，对不对？这是第一个，你把它贴标签。啊，第二个，你不知道肮脏的念头要让它不起来，你必须跳开肮脏跟什么清净，就是你不要认为有一个肮脏跟清净，就是要没有能所，你才能够跳开，就是超越什么清净跟什么跟肮脏，那个念头才就出来也就没事了啦。但是我们是认为只要它没出来就表示什么清净了，其实有能所是永远是不清净的。
So once a practitioner came to me and asked me question, Fa Shi, what should I do? I still have defiled thoughts, dirty thoughts. And this person actually has been practicing quite well, and so that she is able to notice that she has these thoughts. And at that time, I didn't quite know how to answer those questions. But now thinking about it, those are merely labels, labeling them as defiled thoughts versus not defiled thoughts. So on the first level, the thoughts themselves are neither defiled or clean or pure. These are merely labels that we put on them. So that's one understanding. Second, in order for these thoughts to not arise, we have to first transcend this momentum of us labeling. And furthermore, we have to stop operating with this dualistic mind of having a notion of subject and object. As long as we're operating with dualistic mind, the thoughts will continue to arise and continue to be labeled as defiled or pure. We need to transcend that. And the thoughts themselves are not a folly or anything. They're just thoughts. And that doesn't require labeling nor need to do anything to really stop it.
所以我们在要把念头转的时候其实会很辛苦，为什么？你转的时候你要跟他什么？跟他厮杀啊，他已经念了念了很几年了，打从你出生的时候就开始念了，你怎么可能打赢他？
So if we exert our effort in trying to change the thought or transform the thought, change the nature of it, it will actually be very toilsome and oftentimes futile. After all, we have been practicing with these dualistic mind of thinking, having these thoughts since the day we were born or even earlier than that. So how is it possible that you were able to beat it down and transform the thoughts? So that's the wrong focus.
所以柜台人员跟你吵的话，你跟他吵呢，还是你找 CEO？
It's just as when you go to customer service, do you talk to the staff or you should go straight to the manager or even the CEO of the company? Which one would be more effective?
让你找 CEO， 可是，在我们对峙念头的时候啊。其实那个 CEO 就是你的肮脏的念头。
CEO 就是肮脏的。
对对对，你等我再解释好了。
So it's a lot more effective if you can go straight to the CEO to address the problem. And actually, when we're practicing, the CEO is just like those defiled thoughts that we have.
譬如说，你有个肮脏的念头。当下肮脏的念头是想，对不对？然后让他想，让他生出来，他是什么？是空性，是无相的空性。然后你第二念产生说，我怎么有一个肮脏的念头？这时候你那个肮脏的念头就变成我怎么有这种肮脏的念头？然后那个肮脏的念头消失了没有？已经消失了，但是你认为它还存在。
So, when a so-called defiled thought arises, it's a phenomenon. Whatever that has the ability to manifest these phenomena, that is your true mind itself. So when you come up with this one first phenomenon of a defiled thought, immediately you have the second thought arises, and the second thought usually is,How could I have that kind of thought? You know, why did I have such a bad thought? By the time your second thought arises, has the first defiled, so-called defiled thought disappeared already? It's gone already. Once the second thought of why did I think that comes up, your first thought is already gone.
我们从往往用欠钱这一念去打前面那一念呢，你从来没有打到，那你以为打到了。
What we usually do, that's what we do all the time, is we use our second thought to fight or to attack the first thought, which actually has perished already. So no matter what you do, has your second thought in fact done any harm or do anything to diminish the first thought, which was already gone? No, the thoughts cannot touch each other.
譬如说有人骂你，然后你骂回去，请问你是产生一个骂回去的念头，还是你骂回去了？
Let's say if someone just slandered you, scolded you, and you want to fight back and yell back, did you yell back or did you merely create a thought that you have yelled back?
其实没有，你是没有，你没有骂回去。你在前一念的话听到骂的声音，你的心去产生一个骂的声音，所以别人讲的，但是是你的心哦。那听了以后，这个念头就不见了，对不对？然后你再产生说，啊，我那么差吗？其实你又产生个我这么差的一个念头，这个这么差的念头跟刚才那一念有没有碰到？没有碰到，但是你以为碰到了。
This is how it works. first you hear the sound, and then so the mind grasps onto the sound and interpret it as someone yelling or slandering you. Once you actually, when you have heard and interpreted the whatever is being said, what had been said is already gone. It's no longer there. Now the thought is your own interpretation and getting offended by it. And the next thought is, what? How could that person say that? And he must get back at that person. That's yet another thought that came up. So by the time you want to get to fighting back, all those previous thoughts has already perished, and the thoughts cannot do anything. They cannot interact with each other.
他就可以比喻像我们用电脑来比喻也可以啊，譬如说你在Skype也可以啊，那你听到有一个人骂你，就在你的荧幕上有个声音骂你的声音出来，对不对？ 那这一个声音对你来讲的话，你看他就出现，你不看他，或是你注意别人就没有看到声音，对不对？然后听到以后，那个声音就消失了。但是你以为这个是对方，其实是声音，你认为是对方，那你自己又心又产生一个什么一个念头，一个骂的一个语言。 你自己的心是什么？是产生一个骂的语言，但是你会以为我这个语言在骂对方，那对方也是跟你一样笨哈，他也认为语言就是他，所以这个什么，其实都是你是跟自己对话，那对方也是跟他的自己在对话，但是两个人以为两个人在吵架，其实两个人从来没有在吵架。
So we can also use another analogy via computer technology. Let's say Skype or FaceTime. When someone is when you hear a sound that's from the computer that someone is scolding you, you can only perceive the sound if you attend to it. But if you do not attend to it, then there's no sound. So that's the first level. And then once you have attended to the sound and interpreted, the sound itself has already disappeared. It's no longer there. And instead, we interpret the sound and thinks that there is we equate the sound with a person, thinking there's someone scolding me. And so, in turn, next step is we ourselves, our mind, create language that fights back, wanting to scold back. But merely we have created language, and we think that by saying it, we will be actually scolding the other person, whereas the person is really not there, and what you have created is also merely just a bunch of sound. So the other person at the perceiving end, instead of understanding it's just sound, they also perceive that there's a person behind all these sound and language that's created. So both parties are equally folly, thinking that there are actually people behind it and you are really addressing each other's persons, whereas it's merely a bunch of language that comes up. And misleadingly, we believe that it's actually two people fighting and with each other.
所以这就是我们今天要讲的啊，六根不染即定慧之功，六事不生即如如之力啊。六根不染，就是我们的六种感官啊，碰触到这个六层啊，不是六层啊的时候，你不会说啊，这个是我，这是好，这是坏。 那能够这样，那就叫懒啊，那这个就是定跟慧的一个功能。So
this is directly related to what we're talking about today in the verse. Specifically, the phrase is, the defiled six sense faculties are the efficacy of samadhi and prajna. The undefiled six sense faculty are the efficacy of samadhi and prajna. The unborn six consciousness are the power of suchness. This is basically saying we use our six sensory faculties to come in contact with sense objects. When the faculty comes in contact with the sense object, when it stops labeling and thinking that the object is self, is me, is others, or attaching labels of good and bad to these sensory objects, then that will be unpolluted, undefiled. On the other hand, if we follow our pattern of continuing labeling sounds or sensory objects as the self, then that's called being defiled.
所以就是我们有会讲说什么，看到就是看到，听到就是听到，其实不只是这样子而已，是看到的时候你不要以为有一个被我看到的人，那也不要以为他是个好人，那这样才叫做什么，看到就是看到，然后听到的时候你不要听到说他在什么骂我。
So, usually we say we try to practice direct seeing. So what you see is what you see. What you hear is what you hear. It's kind of easy to say, but actually what you have to practice is first what you see. When you see, you don't think that there's an actual person, that you're seeing the person. Furthermore, you don't label this as someone, this is a good person, that is a bad person. Similarly, when you hear language, words being uttered, you don't label it as, oh, he is slandering me. Taking away all these labelings would be stopping to operate with a dualistic mind.
你们日常生活当中，哎，不一定是骂啦，就跟人家讲话的时候，你会不会想到，你听那么久了，会不会想到说，嗯，就是一个声音的，不是他在跟我讲话。有这样的概念浮出来吗？
So not even when it comes to having an argument, usually when you talk to people, after attending to these talks for so long, for all these years, are you able to reach a level where when you hear people talking to you, you can say, oh, those are merely sounds. Those are just sounds.
那我四五年都白讲了呢。
If you're not able to give rise to this kind of understanding, then my talk in the past 4 or 5 years has been in vain, actually.
因为只要你有这样的概念，哎，这是一个色相啊，还是这是一个声音？是它还是一个声音？你只要这样想的话，你就发觉你日常生活当中不是没有痛苦，你日常生活当中你必须一直要去转业力的，你任何时间都要转业力的，因为你会一直看到一个像，你就贴标签是一个人，是一个什么好人坏人，那你不晓得就是其实你看到一个色相，然后你贴标签一个人，诶，是你用你的心产生一个他是人的一个现象，啊，这两者是没有关系的。
So, having attended to all these talks in the past years, you should have this understanding that when there is a phenomenon, a form that arises, such as a sound or language, when you hear that, you need to remind yourself, is this really, is there a person, or this is merely just sound, a form, a acoustic form? If you're able to constantly think about this and questioning, ask yourself this, that in fact you're already practicing and trying to turn your karmic momentum around. Because usually what we do is when we see a form, we label it as a person, or further we label it as a good person or bad person. Whereas you have used your mind to create these labels. You're not seeing directly. You have used your mind to first differentiate this is a person and then making further distinctions. And that's not seeing directly.
你们大概只有在开车的时候 GPS 在讲话的时候你说那个不是人，那现在呢？现在我跟 GPS 是一样的，你没想到我这个不是人，但是 是有声音的。
So you perhaps you are able to have this kind of understanding when you're driving and the GPS is the one that's talking. Then at that in those instances, you probably can tell, oh, it's not a real person talking, it's just a GPS. But now I am just like a GPS. I'm here. Are you able to tell yourself that this is only sounds I'm hearing? There's not a person.
我昨天看到那个 Google 还是哪一个？他们在回答那一个新闻的时候是用机器人哦，用机器人打的，他一天有一年，他是一天有三千新闻才这个什么这一个这个什么税不是税那一个股票呢报道股票的，他们是用机器人哦，就是报道打了报道的，不是真人的。
So I saw in the news yesterday, where I don't know whether it's Google or some other search engines or whatever, that when people typing questions, on the receiving end, on the end that's answering question, it's not actually, they don't use real people. You actually use computer to answer those questions. And I think those questions are relating to how the stock market is doing, maybe over like 3,000 questions a day or more. So it's not an actual person that's doing the answering. It's a computer, a machine that's answering.
但是我们看的人，你会觉得是机器人吗？不管是机器人打还是真人打，其实你看到就是什么，都是现象啊。但是你自己会认为说这是真的，里面有人报道。
So when we see the answer popping up, do we really know whether it's a person or the computer that's answering? Don't know.We don't know, but we tend to interpret and misbelieving that there's actually a person behind what is being said, doing the reporting.
也许再过二十年啊，现在我们的科技还不是那么发达。再过二十年，然后那一个你看不出来他是真人还是假人的机器人啊。他还会怎么眨眼，还会跟你怎么讲话，然后那个表情都一样的，那混在我们这边听经哈、哦。哎，真人只有一个而已，竟然都是假人。搞不好我也是，我今天肚子痛，那我就请一个人哈、哦。继续华是来讲，结果你就发觉，到时候你可能再来讲说色即是空哦，你就可能很容易懂了。
And perhaps in 20 years, when the technology is even more advanced, where they create robots that's not distinguishable from real people, then how do you decide whether this is a person or not? Maybe, you know, all these robots come to attend to the lecture and there may only be one person sitting amidst the audience. How do you tell? Or perhaps even by that time, one day I don't feel very well, so I ask for a robot to take my place and give talks. Maybe by then you will be able to understand that the forms themselves are intrinsically empty. They are just forms.
其实也不用就二十年，现在就是即使造了一个比较像样的模特，那就放在这个椅子上啊。其实你进来的话，你就不太知道说到底里面有几个真人。
So perhaps we don't even have to wait for 20 years. These days, we can maybe place a few robots models amidst the audience just sitting there. And when you first come into the hallway, you won't be able to tell which one is real. How many people sitting here are real people?
我想可能再过二十年就会有这样的人了，为了来度你们这些就走向的众生啊，到时候嘿，我要看说哪个真的让我就沉定，看看哪个现在动。
So maybe in 20 years there will be such robots being created in order to help deliver all of us who are so attached to forms, so grasping onto the forms. And by then, if I want to know which among you, which one are real people, which one are robots, then I have to enter samadhi and then see which one has the mind that's moving. The one with mind moving will be real people.
啊，现在不用了，现在你还是那个等那个太麻烦了。
Right now, it takes too long to wait for those, so we have to move on and try to develop our understanding.
如果就是在二十年以后，就跟我们人这样子的功能那么好的人，你们会不会觉得人没有用？
So in 20 years, if they have indeed developed robots that function just as well as human beings or even better, perhaps by then you would think that what's the use of a human? What's the use of people?
会觉得人没有用啊。
Are you going to feel that people are in fact useless?
你要记住啊，你的心的功能无量无边的功能，机器人或者什么，只是我们很有限的功能的可能万分之一或是亿分之一而已。我们的心有多么棒就有多么棒，那个功能有多棒，你们可能就从来没有去等于去什么去研究它。
By then, you have to remember the functions of our mind is boundless and unlimited. Whatever we are able to recreate in a robot merely is only a tiny segment of what our true mind is capable of doing. It's maybe one in 10,000 or even more, one in a million. Yet, we do not realize how powerful or how effective, how amazing, wondrous our mind is that has all these boundless, unlimited functions. We don't realize that.
你现在可以看看呢，我们可以闻香，现在机器人没有办法闻香，对不对？那我们可以知道说这个东西好吃的，机器人不可能。至少现在的科技，就在二十年以后，即使它的肌肉还会笑啊，笑得跟真人一样。那你说这个是香的还臭的，他就搞不清楚你在讲什么了。
So these days, their robots are still not able to to feel that whether something smells good or bad, or whether a food tastes delicious or not. So let's say in 10-20 years, when they're able to create robots, there are similar even in musculatures and facial expressions. When you give them something to eat and ask, does this taste good or bad? It's still not likely that they will be able to really tell whether it tastes good or bad.
还有你抱一个真机器人跟抱一个真人有没有差别？
How about holding a robot versus holding a human being? Is there a difference?
机器人没有什么没有触觉，没有嗅觉，还有什么？没有什么？没有，就是机器人有没有思考能力？有没有思考能力？没有，其实它没有思考能力。
Do robots have a sense of touch or feelings, and do they have the ability to think? Can they think?
他若是有思考能力，你就问他这个香不香啊。
If they can think, if they can really think on their own, then you can ask them, does this smell good? And they should be able to answer.
不会啊，机器人会不会就是什么？很有意志力，会不会有？
Is it possible that that a robot can exhibit that? I'm so determined. I have strong determination. Is that possible?
没有啊，他机器人也不会什么，会不会安慰你？也不会啊。
Will they be able to comfort you?
全部都不会啊，你看这机，我们人的功能无穷无边的啊。
They wouldn't be able to do any of these out of their own volitions, and so this shows that human beings' functions of their mind is unlimited, without boundary.
我们有这么好，但是我们没有开花，就是我们就开花就是几个功能而已。
Well, even though the mind has all these different kinds of functions, but we haven't developed it. All we are used to is just using one, a few particular functions, and that's all.
哦，所以要赶快赶啊！你看，这机器人就做不到了，对不对？首先要赶快赶啊，机器人就是。
Speaking of these myriad of functions, we have to rush along and focus on the text. And this desire to rush along, robots can't do it either. They cannot make decisions on their own.
机器人不会紧张，不是机器人不会紧张，根本就不知道什么叫做紧张。
A robot will not become nervous. Now, it's because they don't even know what nervousness is.
所以我想应该以后你不会讲说我要交一个什么机器人的什么女朋友啊。
So it's hardly likely that in the future you're going to say I'm going to get a girlfriend who's a robot.
听说有人就是什么就是去买一个假的女人，其实他是跟谁玩？
So there are news where people would go buy a doll to pretend that as a girlfriend. So who are they really playing with? Who are they really having a relationship with?
如果你是什么，你痴呆症那个什么，对你来讲，你根本就不知道它是什么东西，所以还是你跟自己在玩。
So you are merely creating this relationship, having fun with yourself.
只是说有一个实体的。人的时候比较能够引发你很多什么想象力。
Except that when there is an actual figure, a mannequin, it's easier for you to project and project your imaginations onto.
所以这个我们再回头过来，就是六事不生，即如自立哈。六事啊，就是我们的六，我们通常我们这样讲就是四，就是说你的眼睛哈、啊、接触色相，然后。产生什么眼视啊？那耳朵接触声音而产生耳视啊？那鼻子接触味道产生鼻视啊？接下来什么眼耳鼻舌？那你的心、你的意识接触你的什么？你的心接触什么？你的意根接触你的法尘，那产生变质中文叫做六识啊？那这一个。通常我们接触以后产生为什么会产生六识，其实它全部都是真心，色相也是真心，眼根也是真心，眼视也是真心，但是你以为它是分开的，是我碰触到它了，那我们叫做什么，就是什么六识生灭，其实都是那颗真心不生不灭的真心，那这个就是什么？如如之力，就是我们的真心，有时候我们叫真如，它本来就是具有这样的功能。
So the next phrase is the unborn six consciousness are the power of suchness. So the six consciousness is your eye faculty contacting physical forms, your ear faculty, your ear contacting sound, your nose contacting scent, and having the ability to make distinctions of what they are. That's called the six consciousness. These are, in fact, all manifestation. They are all your true mind. Either it's the six sensory faculties or the six sensory objects or the six consciousness, all of these are your true mind itself. But we take them as separate. We think that there is a sensory object, sensory organ faculty that's coming in contact with objects and thus deriving the six consciousness. We make them into distinct components. Not knowing that whatever we touch, they are all, even the sensory organ, the sensory senses, and the consciousness, they are all just the true mind itself.
后面是心如镜屑啊，镜灭星空啊，就镜就是外镜，屑就是什么，就是消灭了，灭了啊。假设我们的心能够回到它的本质，然后你那个外镜就会灭。那外境灭， 你就看到我们的心本来就是空，然后后面叫心境双亡、啊、你的内心能知的心跟外的外被锁住的境两个全部没有以后，你就发觉我们这个心的本质就是什么，就是你所产生的功能，就是它叫体用不异，就是色即是空，空即是色。
The next phrases are, when the mind accords with suchness, objective reality or phenomenon is extinguished. When objective reality perishes, the mind becomes empty. So this is saying that when the mind, we return the mind to its original state, then naturally the phenomenon will perish.And when the phenomenon perishes, then the mind returns to its state of emptiness. And by doing so, we will be able to, when both the mind and objects disappear, essence and function becomes undifferentiated. Meaning, by the time there, you eliminate the dualistic mindset where there's a subject and object, when both disappear, then there will be no difference between the essence of the mind and the functions of the mind.
它就有点像是就是海水跟波浪、哦、波浪 产生的时候先波浪出来，然后这海水在后面吗？还是两个是同时的？
So this is similar to the analogy of waves in the ocean and the ocean itself. Does one appear before the other or do they co-arise and coexist?
那我讲哈、啊，比如说我讲这两个字，是先什么一个我谱出来，然后心再讲出来吗？还是我跟我的心是两个是同时的东西
？When I say, when I utter, I say, when I say I, is it because the word comes up first and then my mind then says it, or they happen, they co-arise at the simultaneously?
这里面很重要啊、哦、这个里面话就是我说我讲的有点你王八蛋啊你比较有感觉啊我说你王八蛋啊那这五个字是不是都是我的心同时是语言同时也是心还是是啊，语言在这边，然后我一个心在后面讲，是同时的，还是有一个心在这边，然后语言丢出去
？So another example is let's use a stronger phrase which you may react strongly to. I call you an idiot. So when I say I call you an idiot, does that mean when I say I, there's the language first?And then there's a mind behind it that's saying it, projecting it, throwing it out. Is it like that? Or does the word I and the mind coexist and co-arises at the same time? Which way is it?
但是你们认为是我的心吐出话来呢，还是我的心跟话同时出来？
Do you feel that it's your mind spitting the word out, or the word and the mind, they co-arises at the same time?
还有你在讲话的时候你感觉是你的心一直吐出话来，还有你的心跟话是同时一个。
Also, when you're talking, do you feel that it's your mind that's generating, creating, spitting out all these words, or your mind and the words are one and the same?
理论是同时，还是经验也是同时
？A lot of you say at the same time or simultaneous co-arise, but is this based on your experience or based on your knowledge, your theories that you've learned?
我们经验不会觉得是同时，对不对
？Usually our experience tells us otherwise. Even though it should be co-arising, but our experience tells us it's your mind that's generating, creating these language, two separate things.
因为我们一直处在心动的状态。
And that's because we are constantly in the state that our mind is constantly moving.
就像就是我们如果一直你在一个 地方空地上转圆圈，转一转，停下来以后，你发觉房屋一直什么，一直在转。
So example is, you may be spinning in the same spot continuously, and once you stop, do you feel that the house around the room around you is actually spinning? It's just like that.
也就是说，我们会一直用这个不动、这个不动的心，或是无相的心，去注意动的现象。然后你只看到动的现象，哦，这个动的现象起来消失，动的现象起来消失，结果你就一直发觉有静出现，有静消失。你不是什么，不是你的心一直停留在现前这个现象上。
So instead, what we are so used to doing is that we use this unmoving mind to attend to all these phenomena that actually arises and perishes, and they are moving. So the mind constantly attend to these phenomena over a long period of time, then all you realize, you don't fail to realize the mind is unmoving, and you keep attending to these constantly changing, perishing, arising phenomena.
除非你就是任何一个现象，我都不去碰触它，就像我们的墨照或是画头，墨照什么现象我都不去碰触它，那我一直回头过来去停留在那个不动的现象上，那你才会化解，就是什么，就是动的现象出现，你不会什么，不会去连接前一念，这一念跟前一念有关系。但是它现象还是什么清清楚楚的。
So because we're constantly chasing after these moving phenomena, the mind fails to stay right in the very moment, in the moment, and stays on moving. Unless you start practicing, and for instance, the method of silent illumination, where you do not contact any sort of phenomenon, yet your mind still knows.So you pull back and stop chasing after or making contact with these phenomena. And then by doing so, you will eventually pull back and arrive at a state where the mind doesn't move. And yet you can clearly illuminate all sorts of phenomena.
所以我们也就是说我们一直是去注意动的现象，那都没有想到能注意动的现象的这颗心，它一直不动的。那我们把动的现象，就是也是注意的动向，注意动的现象，所以心一直动。然后注意动的现象，然后把动的现象当成我，当成人。所以我们经典才会讲说什么，这个现象里面没有人。我们是讲说什么无我相什么。无人相，其实你能感知现象的这个它什么？它无形无形无相啊，怎么会有人在里面
？So what we do is that we are constantly paying attention to these moving phenomena and not realizing that the mind that has ability to be aware to illuminate these phenomena, the mind itself is not should.Itself doesn't move. So instead, the mind chases after these phenomena and it's constantly moving. And furthermore, we mistakenly take these phenomena as either the self or as other people, not knowing they're merely phenomena. So again, this mind that has the ability to be aware, it really doesn't move itself.
那最主要是有时外境啊，我们一直注意动的外境，因为我们的心会念头一直跑出来，那念头跑出来，我们会觉得念头是真实的，有你有我，哦，现在至少妈妈不是妈妈，应该可以懂了。
So we keep attending to these moving external phenomena, and the mind keeps moving, and thoughts arises, keeps coming up, and we take these thoughts and we think they are ourself. We think they are real, and so maybe by attending the lecture for so long, by this time you should know that the mother in your own mind is not the real mother, right?
所以后面就是真如性净，慧见无穷，如水昏千叶，能见闻皆知啊。所以我们这颗心就是它的本质啊，永远是什么不动，然后即使你一直去抓现象为我，它还是什么，还是不动的，还是无相的，永远无相，所以它不会什么你有烦恼的时候他跟着有烦恼，就他的本性就是永远是什么，永远是无相清净，勉强叫做清净，他不会什么，不会连上东西说我抓你，结果我的心就真的抓你的，以后弄不掉了。你说什么时候弄不掉？
So the next phrases areThe nature of true suchness is purity. The mirror of wisdom reflects endlessly. Like water that separately reflects thousands of moons, true suchness, true mind, is able to respond with seeing, hearing, cognition, and knowing. So again, the nature, intrinsic nature of the mind is unmoving. It doesn't move. It grasps onto all sorts of phenomena, but still it itself is unmoving, itself does not have any forms or phenomenon, itself does not have any vexations, and it's so-called pure. It doesn't stick onto anything, and so it doesn't matter what kind of phenomenon the mind grasps onto, the mind itself still remains unchanging and formless. It doesn't become the phenomenon itself.
所以你说啊，我忘不了，我很糟糕，请问这个是你吗？
So sometimes you may say, oh, I cannot forget, or, oh, I'm so lousy. So let me ask you, is this really you?
其实主要是你把这些你心中的现象啊，你对它很有兴趣，然后你觉得那是你。
So no, none of these are you, except that you take the phenomenon that's created by your mind, and you, because you're so interested in them, so you take those phenomena as self, as the self.
我们现在的科技啊，对我们这个心灵的开发啊，其实是打击非常大。你们最近有看报纸说自拍的那个什么
拍神器，
拍神器哦，那个说什么有十万人拿来拍啊，所以那个拍的是不是你？
So with the advent of modern technology, it's actually quite a blow to our to the progress we make about learning ourselves. So there was a news earlier that I read. These days people are so fond of taking selfies, using the stick that's taking pictures of yourself. And so supposedly the news says there are over 100,000 people that has this stick. So let me ask you, when you take a selfie, what are you taking? Is that you that's being photoed?
如果我们一直讲这个话，我想那一些卖这个自拍器的人，他们会来攻击我们。
But if I keep going on about this, I think those people that sell the sticks and promote the selfies are probably going to start attacking me.
说我们这个是邪魔外道。
They're going to say we're deviant.
这个就是让你什么，让你不断的抓取这些照片为我啊。
So what it's doing is it actually perpetuates and forces you to continue to grasp onto the forms in the photo as yourself.
如果相片不是你，可不可以拍照？
if the image on the photo is indeed not you, then then would you continue to take so many photos?
可不可以?
Can you? Would you?
其他是这样子哈，当你发觉相片不是你以后，只要你发觉什么东西都是你，那什么东西都不是你。
So it should work like this. Once you come to truly realize that the image on the photo is not you, then gradually you move on and learn that actually all phenomenon is, none of them is you. At the same time, all phenomenon is you.
我们的心就是永远的，它就是能够照，然后它一直处在一种不动无相的状态。
So the mind, the nature of the mind is that it has the ability to capture, to reflect, to illuminate constantly all the time, but itself remains unmoving and unchanging.
所以就是说你其实一直认为是我，诶，只不过是什么，你的心出现的一个这样的想法，不断的这样出现而已。那你出现一万次，我们的真心是无动于衷的。
So even if you have mistaken the photo as a self, if you think that way, it merely means that your mind has there's this phenomenon that keeps being generated, this thought of the photo is me, and it keeps getting repeated 1,000 times, 10,000 times. Even with so many repeats, the mind itself is still not moved, and it hasn't changed.
所以它非常的什么无情。因为无情，所以它可以产生什么什么光荣都可以的，否则的话你就完蛋了。我喜欢这个人以后，我要喜欢那个人就不行了。为什么？因为被连住了。
And so the mind is actually very it itself is unfeeling. It's not emotional. So it doesn't attach to any phenomenon. Had it being attached to any phenomenon, then you would not be able to say, oh, this moment I like this person, next moment I cannot like the next person because I'm already attached to this person. No, the mind doesn't work like that. It has the ability to move on from phenomenon to phenomenon.
其实你这个时间你爱那个人，其实也没有爱到那个人，就是爱到一个什么，你出现一个想法，然后你自己产生一个爱的感觉，然后你认为我爱到他，就是这些现象，这些你看到的现象出现了，然后你这样的想法出现了，你这样的感觉出现了，它是每一个色相，每一个什么想法，每一个感觉都是什么，都是没有碰到的哦，但是它一直连续的，结果你就认为它有关系了。
So let's say in this instant you feel like, I fell in love with this person. Did you really fall in love with that person? It's merely a thought that you are in love with this person that emerges, and then there's this emotion, the feelings that comes with it. Again, they are phenomena as well. So these phenomena, they one after another, they just continue. There's momentum. They keep arising and perishes. The mind itself doesn't move. And the phenomena themselves are not really connected to each other. They don't interact with each other. They just flow like a stream, making it feel like an event or there's an actual things that's happening. Whereas the mind itself is merely illuminating this phenomena and it doesn't move, it doesn't change.
所以它也不会像我们说我们抽油抽油烟机嘛，抽走以后，它能连在里面，对不对？连了十年以后，哇，好难洗。这个不会，你连什么东西哈、啊，连了一百年哈、啊，就是什么，你又不用清洁剂啊，你只要不想用它，马上什么，那从来没有被连过。
So the mind is not attached to anything. Nothing sticks on it. It's sort of like Teflon. It's just like.In Taiwan, people use these fans to blow out when you're cooking. When you're cooking, then all the greasy air gets sucked out. So if you don't wash it in 10 years, then it becomes really difficult to clean the fan. The mind doesn't work like that. that your mind is constantly illuminating these phenomena. But once you really realize and stops that momentum, the mind is as clear as the sky. Nothing sticks onto it. And there's no remnant of past phenomena.
所以你希望一个人喜欢你，其实你只是希望他哈、哦，他心中产生你的幻象，一直出现，一直出现这样子而已。
So when you say you want someone to love you, really what you're hoping is you hope this person's mind will constantly give rise to this illusion, this thought of thinking about you constantly, it never stops. That's what you call you want this person to love you forever.
是不是这样子？
Isn't it like, just like this?
你只要你打坐你就知道了，你那个东西都跑不出来，你什么东西都没办法爱的。
So once you start meditating, you will realize that in the deep state of samadhi, the thoughts don't arise. And in those kind of state, you can't really be attached or so-called love anyone.
所以我们讲那么多，其实你就发觉，就是我们的心本来就是什么，本来就是清净的。那你一直抓相啊，那你我们讲了那么努力，结果你还是什么，还是抓相啊，你都不会想到啊。
So we have said so much already. We kept talking about this over and over. And, but the mind itself is really just pure intrinsically. It doesn't intrinsically doesn't stick onto any phenomenon. But even after all these talks, having spent so much effort, but you are still operating your mind the same old ways where it's grasping onto phenomenon, not realizing it.
没办法，这个众生自甘堕落。
There's nothing I can do about it. That you have, it's really you that doesn't want to wake up.
没办法哈，就是反正听久了总是什么，我们说什么，什么戏变，什么跨骨为狼黑就，啊，跨骨为狼黑就，就是戏，戏台下啊。看久人，站久人属于站久的人，是听得懂吗？
站久人属于站久人。
看一就是看你，这个就是厉害呀。
戏变的是你的吗？
不晓得，反正就是。
啊。
这样子啊。
So we can't even arrive at a conclusion about the Taiwanese. So there's a saying that if you stand down there, downstage, watching a show, if you stand there for a long time, the spot becomes yours or the show becomes you. We don't have a conclusive interpretation of that phrase. So that's the way that our mind works.
所以祖师来，佛来，就是要告诉你说你这个心哦，就是这么棒。这是什么？就是永远免洗哈、哦，不沾锅，很耐用，不沾锅。
So the Buddha, that's what he has been teaching us. The Buddha and all the patriarchs, they come and teach and give all these talks. What their main message is, the mind is so wondrous. That's how it is. It's pure. It's non-stick. Nothing sticks onto it. So, that's just the nature of the mind.
那就是说你去爱一个人，那有能爱跟有被爱，他就告诉你说这个是最烂的功能。
So if you think that you love someone or you fall in love with someone, then there is this object, me, that's doing the loving and the subject. The object of there's a person that I can, that's being loved. This is one function of the mind, but it's far from being the most superior. It's quite inferior function of the mind. Limited, actually.
这个呼吸可不可以用没有能所的爱？
Can a married couple love each other non-dualistically without subject and object? Is that possible?
可不可以？可以啊，你要练习这种最高品质的爱啊。
It's possible. You have to practice loving each other from the highest vantage point, highest quality kind of love.
你这有能所的爱哈，你就什么，等爱几分钟以后就什么，就你想爱再爱想要爱别的啊。没有能所的爱才是最棒的啊，永不变形，永不变形的。
So to love each other with a dualistic mind, it changes in a few minutes. Then you start attending to other phenomena, loving other things. It's loving non-dualistically without subject and object, and that's the most long-lasting and doesn't change. Doesn't the form, it doesn't alter.
所以你回去以后就跟你的同学讲说，我现在开始要练习哈，这个没有能守的爱。
So after today, you go home and talk to your spouse and say, from day, today on, I'm going to practice non-dualistic love to you.
因为 你心没有能守的时候，你会对自己的心非常有什么？非常有自主力，你不会跟着妄想乱跑的。
If you are able to practice non-dualistic mind, then you actually regain control of your mind, and your mind doesn't follow phenomena and doesn't chase phenomena and get distracted. You regain the control.
然后你看看你先生一眼，或是什么，稍微一个微笑就舒服极了。
And just by merely taking a glance or a small smile to your husband, to your spouse, and you're going to feel wonderful.
就像那个小 baby 有没有？两个小 baby 这样对看以后就哇，就很在手稍微摸一下就哇，就好像触电了。
It's just like little kids when two babies are looking at each other. They only look at each other or they merely touch each other. They derive so much joy from that. Just like becoming static.
如果要讲一大堆话，要摸了很久才能有快乐，那个是很烂的快乐。
If you have to keep talking about confessing your love, keep talking on and on and doing lots of movements in order to feel the pleasure, it's really quite secondary and not as wondrous.
你们可以试试看，这个不是这个不是讲笑话啊，这是真的哦。
You can give it a try. I'm not joking. This is real. If you do it this way, non-dualistically, the reaction is a lot more immediate.
你们知道异界天啊，最高的异界天啊，异界天他们两根相看啊，哇，就满足了。
So in the sutra, they talk about the highest level of the desire realm, the heaven of the desire realm. And in that realm, merely by taking a glance of each other, the people derive a lot of enjoyment, pleasure.
那品质越来越差就要什么？要笑一下，要摸一下。那是品质越来越低的。
But as the level gets lower and lower, then you start having to smile, then you have to touch, you have to do this and that to enjoy.
不是你的心，你的心就是不是那么乱的时候，你稍微动一下就喜悦无穷。
So when your mind really is not so scattered, when it's at a calmer state, once the mind just moved a little bit, you already can feel the reaction of it, and there's a lot of joy in it.
不过他们这个还是属于异界的，那我们现在禅的是，它是。产生还是产生看的功能，可是它是什么？无相的。
But that's still where that what I just described. It's still within the realm, the desire realm. Once you go beyond that, what we're talking about here is chan, where the mind does have all these functions. It can move and create all these functions, but itself is formless.
它就是说我。不离开任何现象，或是我产生种种的现象，但是我看到我的什么，我的内在是空无相，那一种的快乐，就是我产生什么相，我都处于那种什么空灵寂灭的那一种寂灭乐，所以它比那个什么，比那个意见那个什么什么淫逸的乐还高，它还是可以淫逸。但是这个当然非常高的哈。
So, the kind of joy that we're talking about in Chan is the mind does not depart from any forms, and, but yet it does not becomes any forms, itself is formless. And to have this awareness that the mind itself is formless and is undefiable, then that's the kind of the joy in the stillness, in the quiescence type of joy is immense and much more superior than the kind of joy people can derive from the desire realm.
所以后面讲说什么慧见无穷，本来今天要把它赶快把它讲完，大概这个还是慢车哦，快还不快？
So later on, we start talking about the mirror of wisdom reflects endlessly. Initially, I tried to make today's talk on the express train, but I guess it's still local, and we can still can finish the verse today.
我们还是讲一下，慧见无穷，柔水昏千叶，能见闻觉知，见闻觉知而常空寂。
So it's the mirror of wisdom reflects endlessly, like water that separately reflects thousands of moons. True mind, true suchness, is able to respond with seeing, hearing, cognition, and knowing. Although it can respond with seeing, hearing, cognition, and knowing, it is eternally empty and quiescent.
这我们的心就是什么？就是我们心本身就是能够造，会造，但是它是什么？它永远是没有能所的造，那这个是慧，那它永远是什么？尽未来际，其实是被造的现象才能够讲说有过去未来，可是无相的心是什么？从来都是这个样子，叫做什么？无穷。
So our mind itself is formless, but it can reflect all sorts of phenomena, and it's able to do so endlessly. And this ability to able to reflect, to illuminate without dualistic function of the subject and the object, that's called wisdom. And this kind of wisdom is endless because the mind itself is unmoving, and so there's no sense of talking about future and present or whatnot. It's just always the way it is and endlessly into the future.
啊，如水昏千叶啊，水昏千叶能见闻觉知啊。我们知道就是什么？我们知道千江有水什么？千江叶嘛啊。那现在这一个。我们这个心啊，一个是从我们自己来讲啊，就是你看到一个对象，你可以照一个对象，你是不是也可以什么全部的对象都照，是不是？然后你的心可以照别的心，可不可以照？那你的心跟别人的心是两个还是一个？
So the next phrase is like water and that separately reflects thousands of moons, true suchness is able to respond with seeing, hearing, cognition, and knowing. So the like water and the moon, there's another phrase that says in 10,000 rivers and ponds and lakes, there are 10,000 moons that's being reflected. So your mind has the ability to reflect one object, to illuminate one object, but it also has the ability to reflect thousands, unlimited objects. That's its intrinsic nature. And your mind has the ability to reflect objects. Do other people's mind have the same ability as well? They do. Is your mind and other people's mind one or two? Are they separate or the same?
所以我们这边今天大概有四十多位，我们是四十几个心还是一个心？
So there are 40 some people here. Is it 40 some mind or is it one mind?
就是一个真叶，那几个假叶亮。
So is one true moon, but how many fake moons then?
是全部都是真叶，还是其他的是我们混出来的是假叶？
Is it all of the minds here? Are they all true moons or there are some fake moons among you?
我们的心其实无形无相的心 是一个，可是可以，你的心可以看，我的心可以看， 对不对？你现在看不是我的心在看，对不对？所以是什么？一个心可以分成四五十个什么？我们就是什么一个业量，然后里面有这个有水，就形成什么四十几个业量。
So it's one mind, but at the same time, it's my mind that's looking and your mind is not looking. So how does it work? It's as if there's one moon and there are 40 some streams and ponds that can reflect the moon.
所以禅师会讲就是两镜相照，中间无相。两个镜子就是互相照，那你中间是什么？就是没有东西。
So there's a saying by Chan Masters that our mind is like two mirrors reflecting each other, but there's nothing in between.
如果你可以读大家的心啊，求你是读大家的心念，还是读大家的心？
Let's say if your mind has the ability to read everybody's mind, are you reading their mind or are you reading their thoughts that's in the mind?
你读大家从你这颗心产生的一个有现象的想法，还是读到他的 无相的心？
Are you reading this mind, their thoughts that's actually a phenomenon, or are you reading their true mind?Which one is that?
你就可以，你就可以，就是你，结果你读到的话，其实也是什么？也是，很可能是对方那个位置产生的一个有相的念头。
So if you think that you are able to read their mind, it could very well be merely be a thought that's created by the mind that's occupying that space.
所以有一次我们有一个菩萨，他在打气的时候，他说：“法师，我偷窥人家的念头，偷窥人家的念头。
”So once during a Chan retreat, someone came to me and confessed.I'm so sorry, I have peeked at someone else's thought. I took a peek, I saw their thoughts.
其实我们是没有隐私权的。
In fact, there's really no such thing as privacy.
你不用怕 Google, 什么又给你偷了，那个早就对一个天人啊，你是什么，你是脱光光的。
So these days we talk about computer literacy, computer privacy. I mean, those are really just the end of the line already. Whereas, in fact, heavenly people or deities, they, in front of them, we are just like naked babies.
那天人啊，或是鬼，那可以看到你的念头、想法、感觉。结果他为什么他不是开悟的禅师？他为什么还是天人还是鬼？因为他会把那个看到的念头想我当成是你。
So deities, heavens, heavenly beings or spirits, they have the ability to read your thoughts and can see your thoughts. But why is that they are still just spirits and deities? Why is that they haven't become enlightened and become Buddha?That is because when they read your thoughts, they still take your thought as you, and they don't realize it's formless, and the thoughts are merely phenomenon.
同样的，现在这边，你们身体是从心产生出来的，还是心在身体里面？
So similarly, you are sitting here. Has your body come from your mind, or is your mind inside your body?
哪一个？你的身体在你心中，还是你的心在身中？
Is the mind inside the body or the body inside the mind?
啊？心在身中。
Someone said the mind is inside the body. Is that right?
理论上是什么？身体在心中。所以你有一天身体去烧的时候，你发觉就是什么？你还在旁边看，对不对？你才不会烧不死嘛！
So theoretically, it should be the body is in the mind. And that is why if one day your body caught on fire, you are actually aware of it and you can be observing it from the side. So that's what it should be theoretically.
但是经验上我们觉得心在身体里面，所以我说你今天从哪里来，你就会认为你从家里面来，你会认为家里面那个记忆那个色相就是你，有没有？
Yet experientially we still feel that the mind is inside the body, and that is why whenever I ask people, where did you come from today? Oh, I came from home. That is because you take that memory of you in your home, you take that image as the self. So I came from home. That's merely a phenomenon in your mind.
所以现在有些人听这个课听久了以后，人家问你从哪里来，你说啊，我的身体从家里面来，他不该敢讲，我从家里面来。
So having been attending my lectures for quite a few years, some of you know the correct answer now. So if I ask you, where did you come from? Then instead of saying, I came from home, you will say, oh, my body came from home.
特别是看到我他会特别这样强调，其他人我都不晓得他会不会讲。
They especially emphasize that when they respond to me. I don't know whether to other Fashi they will say the same thing, but they emphasize my body. It's my body that came, not me.
假如你有一天真的发觉只是身体来你并没有来，你可能就快要开悟了。
But if one day you truly feel that it's your body that came, but your mind didn't come or go, then you may become very close to enlightenment indeed.
但是不是只是说从家里面来，是身体这边来，包括现在在这边的话，你也要感觉到说身体坐在这个地方哦。才算了，不是只是有那一部分，就是什么，我给你一个就记一个啊，其实它是什么，就无所无，都是同样的原则。
But you actually have to apply this principle, this understanding to everywhere you go. Don't just take that one example I gave you and just hang on to it and apply that only for that example. You apply it wherever you go, about the phenomenon, about the mind.That's what you should be doing. That's how you should practice.
你如果这样子的话，慢慢你就发觉身体是什么工具，或者话你可能不自觉的，你变成身体的工具。
If you are able to practice like this, then over time you will gradually realize that the body is merely a tool for us to use. But without this correct understanding, you might become a tool of your body.
如果身体是工具的话，你就比较容易懂师父所讲的什么空里有哭笑，然后什么无事忙终老。
If you are able to truly understand the concept that your physical body is only a tool, then you will come closer to understanding what 师父 said, whereIn emptiness, there's laughter and smile, but it's within a midst of emptiness. And it's only in your dreams that we busy all day and gradually age. But it's a dream after all.
所以你在这个原则懂了以后，你就后来在任何时间点，你都在空性里面什么吃饭，在空性里面什么听经，在空性里面上洗手间。然后在空心里面什么被烧，全部都在空心当中。
So only understanding this concept that you will gradually realize that in emptiness you eat. You're eating in emptiness, you attend to lecture in emptiness, you go to bathroom in emptiness, or your body gets burned, caught on fire, again, still in emptiness.
然后在每一个当下你听的时候，你可以什么？我可以用全部的身心啊，在听，然后吃饭，或是说什么折毛巾，或你认为做一个不重要的事情，你都可以用一种全身投入的心境去让这个现象出现。
So by doing that, you will be able to start practicing attending to the lecture with your full body and mind. When you are folding the towel with your entire body and mind, same thing with eating. No matter what you do, it may appear to be a mundane, very pointless matter, but in every moment, everything you do, engage yourself entirely, its entire body and mind, in doing that activity.
所以那个马祖道一啊，就是禅宗的算是第，可能是第八祖啊。他就说，我们众生常就是随时随地都在三昧中，或是在法性中穿衣服，在法性中吃饭。
So, that's why the eighth patriarch, 马祖道一 said, sentient beings.Constantly, at all time, we are eating, we're dressing amidst inside our very Dharma nature.
也就是说，你在任何时间都在开悟的状态里面，什么产生吃饭的功能、睡觉的功能、听经的功能、讲经的功能，还有起烦恼的功能，全部都是什么？没有一个不是什么，不是法性、空性的一个很圆满的功能。
In other words, we are constantly in the state of enlightenment. We're using this enlightened mind to perform all sorts of functions of eating, of attending lectures, or giving lecture, sleeping, creating vexations. Even creating vexations, it's still with this enlightened mind, this Dharma nature.We are already constantly in that state.
即使你用这一念去连接，去认为前一念还没有消失，也都是什么？都是在法性当中，都在三昧当中产生这些功能。
Even if we use this mind, using this Dharma nature, this Samadhi nature, to perceive that.The latter thought is attached to the first thought, interacting with the first thought. Even when we do that, operate like that, we are still in the enlightened state of Dharma nature and of Samadhi.
只是你不知道说，诶，我这个法性可以不用跟刚刚前一念连结，我可以这样子。只是你，虽然它是圆满的，但是你没有另外一个停止操作，你不晓得说停止操作的那个功能，就是有现象的功能更棒。
So, even though we are already in the enlightened state, that's the way the mind works, but we lack this knowledge. We don't know we are already in that state. We didn't know how to stop the erroneous way of operating it, not knowing how to return to not operating that way.
所以佛也没办法度你啊，只有你自己度自己。
And that's why not even Buddha is able to really bring you to that other state. It's you have to come to your own realization and understanding in order to become liberated.
因为你的法性从来没有迷过。
But you have to remember that your Dharma nature, your very nature has never been lost.
那讲不完了，你们好好体会。
There's more to say, but we can't finish. You have to try to experience and understand more over it yourself.
但要多听，然后什么，想办法去体验啊。
But you do have to try to come to the lectures and listen and think through it, and try to experience it, bring it to your own life.
因为你的心从来没有输给佛陀。
Your mind has never been inferior to that of the Buddha's mind.
Oh, 好，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。